Another 24 equals another episode. Can I live? Cause niggas letting they weapon blow. Expect the unexpected death is a professional. It's a war between civilized and the ethical. Another 24 equals another episode. Can I live? Cause niggas letting they weapon blow. Expect the unexpected death is a professional. It's a war between civilized and the ethical. The pressure's building up. When will it overload? So much trauma in the city, keep a totem pole. Empty pockets, it's like a taboo. They say the curse of poverty lowers your IQ. Used to be tied to, but I ain't going back. I've been lied to before, but now I know the facts. Don't underestimate my power level. Some opportunities is now or never. Go the extra mile or better. Shit finna get iller, I feel the time coming. Only a genius can take nothing and make something. Trying to be rich forever, so get your shit together. To knock you off the map, I put the hit together. You ain't in my class, a nigga from a different era. It's hard for you to sleep at night and look into the mirror. Fuck with my peace and feel a reign of terror. The beast and unleash you with a pallbearer. I've been done dealing with small cheddar. Speakers got the block jumping like Chris Webber. Another 24 equals another episode. Can I live? Cause niggas letting they weapon blow. Expect the unexpected death is a professional. It's a war between civilized and the ethical. Another 24 equals another episode. Can I live? Cause niggas letting they weapon blow. Expect the unexpected death is a professional. It's a war between civilized and the ethical. Sucker.
First of all, we can talk about religion as a system of rules that people are guided by to go to the to become better people and to bestow better into the life of other people and to go to heaven in the afterlife. That's the basic idea. It's a set of belief that there is one God, to believe in his prophets and to believe in the angels and to believe in fate and to believe in the afterlife. And judgment. That's the five pillars of Islam. And basically, to believe in Muhammad as a prophet, that's one of the main five pillars. But Islam itself is deeper than that. Islam is a social system. What Muhammad brought was a social system to... That's why he was resisted in Mecca. Not because they had doubts that he was a prophet. People of Mecca knew that he was a prophet. He had miracles. If you go deep into the literature of Islam, you'll find out about these miracles. But his most important miracle was the ethics that he came with. He was an embodiment of the perfect ethic of humankind. And he was a living example of the ethics told in the Quran. And his main miracle was the Quran, because the Quran was all in rhyme form. As a rapper, this is really important to mention, because it's written in perfect rhyme form. It tells you secrets that were not known back 1,400 years ago, like secrets of embryology, like astrology, like the black holes, like the Big Bang, like equations, like mathematical equations, like the atomic number and the mass number of iron, like certain things in the Quran that no human could have been able to know 1,400 years ago. That's one of the miracles of the Quran, is that this book, through rhyme, foretold technologies and secret knowledges of humans, told the past entirely, and gave a perfect ethics of human, of how a human can be perfect to God, and also tells spiritual secrets that maybe certain people will be able to understand and certain people will never understand. And it also tells us how to build a global nation in unison with different races and different ideologies that have to respect each other, and how to build a socially balanced world. That's basically all told in rhyme. Now, as a rapper, this is all told in rhyme. Some of the surahs of the Quran are even done in multi-syllables.